Bi'an Gaf, Yates Amid Beis. Yodu Litzmochin Avaloy Le'ilon. Let us just see the Mishnah again and Daf Yates Amid Beis. The Mishnah says the Inyonim that Masrin Aleim Miyad, that there was no Seder of first Yechidim and then the first three Tanaisim, which did not have the Chomer of the last Tanaisim, the Masrin Aleim Miyad, the Blue Shoifus, and all the Chumras of the Shiva Tainius Achrainis. And the third Inyon mentioned in the Mishnah is Yodu Litzmochim Avoloi Yodu Le'ilom. The rain was good for Tzmochim, for Tvue, but wasn't good for Ilonis. Le'ilom Veloi Litzmochim. Lezev Lezev Veloi Leberis Lesichin Lema'ores Masriin Aleim Miyad. So then the Masriin, the Blue Shofar, and they fasted right away. Let us see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Bishleima letzmochim v'loy le'ilam mashkachas lo." What is the case letzmochim v'loy le'ilam? The osa niche v'loy os yerazia. We had in the first perek that the light rains are good for tvue. They're not good for trees. And rains that fall with a koyach, that's good for trees, but it's not good for tvue. So the Gemara says, "So bishleima litzmochim v'loy le'ilon mashkachas lo." That a case that the rain was good for tzmochim and not good for ilonis. The osa niche, that the rain that fell was a light rain, le'os yerazia, but it wasn't a strong rain. Le'ilon v'loy litzmochim, a case that it was good for Ilonis and not for Tzmochim, the Osya Razye v'loy Osya Niche, that it was a strong rain, and it wasn't a light rain. Lazeh v'lazeh v'loy l'beires v'loy l'sichin u'ma'oritz. What is the case that it is good for both, but is not sufficient for beires, sichin, u'ma'oritz? Now, beires, sichin, u'ma'oritz were types of reservoirs which the people used for drinking purposes. Mashkachas lo, the ozye, rozye, veniche. That's a kert, there were strong rains, there were light rains. Miyutuve loy ozye, but an abundance did not fall. So memela, these rains were sufficient for the tvuah, but it was not sufficient to fill up the reservoirs. So that's good, that we can understand how all these three cases are possible. Alaha de sanya yodu le boyreis le sichin le ma'oreis avaloi loze viloze. But how is it possible that there was an abundance of rain, that the reservoirs were filled up, and there were loy le sichin le tzmochim le ilonis? What is the case over there? Heichem mashkachas lo. So the Gemara says, da osye bishvichusa, that the rain fell bishvichusa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the osi necha, umrinen bepirke dolael, mitra necha, a light rain, leperi dolatvua, that's good for peris atvua, mitra razie leiloni. The osi, nanudibamas, the osi necha leperi, vosi razie leilonis. Bishvichusa bekoyach godol yoisamidai. That means there's razie, but there's sometimes a very strong rain. A neteve loylaze veloylaze. So the reservoirs are filled up, but will not help the growth of the ilonis or the tzmochim. Shuv omar Rebbe, shvichusa motor dak. Now I think Rashi means, Rashi says, va'ova dak, va'ova yesamidai. I think Rashi means as follows. There was a light rain. Va'ova, I think va'ova is a lotion we heard in Masechtas Beye, pas ova is pas haitame Meruba Ovek Orilei. That Ovek could be, means a lot. There was an abundance. So I think Rashi means there was Motodak, it was light rains, but it was Va'ova Yaiser Midai. But was too much in of abundance. Is therefore Leiloni Loimahani the Lavrazihi. It wasn't a strong rain. It was Neche. Litzmochim Nami Loi Shakshamim Merubim. Pasover Pas Merube Korilei. Shakshamim Merubim Boim. There were too much rains. Vishait Venaisan. So Memela, that was Shbichuse, that you have enough rains for drinking purposes, you don't have rains which are satisfactory for the growth of the Ilonis and the Tzmoch. Zog the Gemara weiter, Masriin al Ilonis Befreis HaPesach. If Befreis HaPesach, now Reiv Rishonim, we have a Shver Rashi over here, but the Reiv say, the Gvursari brings a Gemara. Freis HaPesach means half of the Lamed Yoim Shesheilem V'Dershin B'Hilchas HaPesach. That means 15 days before Pesach. It means 15 days before Yudalit, which is Erev Pesach. Erev Resh Chodesh Nissen. Erev Resh Chodesh Nissen, that's called Freis HaPesach. So, Masriyan al Heilonois befreis HaPesach. That it means, Erev Resh Chodesh Nissen, if we do not have rain by then, so they were Masriyan al Heilonois. Now, the Ritva has here two pshatim, he likes the second pshat, so I'd like to say over the second pshat. The Ritva says as follows. Before we had the Gemara says it's good for, not good for Tzmochim, it's good for Ilonis, it was Razia, Belay Niche, Niche, Belay Razia. Now all of a sudden the Gemara says that for Ilonis it has to rain Befreis HaPesach. It has to be raining by Erev Resh Chodesh Nissen. And if not, if Erev Resh Chodesh Nissen there's no rain, there were guys at Tainis. So, the Ritva says there were two Zmanim that Ilonis needed rain. The Ilonis needed rain just like the Tfu needed rain. That was the Zman of the Rabbi Rishain, that was the Macheshvin. The Ilonis needed, and the Tzmochim needed rain. And the different types of rain. There's a Razia, a strong rain, that's what the Ilonis need. And when it's the rainy period in Chodesh Macheshvin, and it's this only Necha and not Razia, so that means the Ilonis are not getting the type of rains they need for their existence, so that they were Masriya. The Ilonis needed rain then in Macheshvin, like the Tzmochim needed rain then. Now when it came Nissen time, that is the Zman Prichas HaIlonis Be'eretz Yisrael, we have Alocha Yeitze Besada Chodesh Nissen, and the Ilonis HaMalavlovi, is im yechsru lehem kshomim ba'oysa shoh, so it won't rain then, yilku lagamri. So then they're going to, that means that by this, in this zman, they need rain again. So memele, so that's pshat, and it's no stira to before. There's two distinct zmanim when Ilonis need rain. Masriyan al Hilonis Befreis HaPesach. So that means Erev Resh Chodesh Nissen is Masriyan al Hilonis. If it did not rain by then, so then that means that's the Yulku Hilonis, so Masriyan. Al Haboireis Vesichin Umaoreis Befreis HaChag. Now, Boireis Sichin Umaoreis. So here the Ritva explains, the Ran explains, that in Eretz Yisrael, the Yemei Sachame, it didn't rain. So you had a summer season without rain. Now, when it comes right before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's how the Gevurah Sari learns Pshat. So, Bamasin, you could be looking ahead. The rainy season is going to start pretty soon. And that's true for the needs of Tvua and Ilones. We can look forward to the rainy season. But a whole summer, which there was very, or no rain whatsoever, so Dalkon, this is Lashon HaRan, Dalkon, Shehamayim HaKnusim, the reservoirs, Hoyu Mismatim Halbe Ba'isezman, Ba'hoyu Tzrichim Lihismales Ba'isezman. That means this was a normal occurrence. This was a normal occurrence that when it came before Rosh Hashanah, the reservoirs were at a dangerous low. So therefore, if it did not, it had a rain then. Not for the tour, it had a rain for the Tzolche Shtia. We'll see Rashi says this means the Tzolche Shtia of Behemoth. Rashi says, or the Tzolche Hashko. Rashi says, so this is water which they needed for their own tashmishim, and the reservoir was at a dangerous low. So memelim, they had a rain then. And then it says further, and if there's no, what happens if it's in the middle of the summer and there's no, if it was a very hot summer and there's no mayim lishtais, masriin aleim miyad. So then masriin aleim miyad, then there be meisachama with masriya. And let us see Rashi. Befroisa Pesach, Rashi says bimei haPesach, which we said is shver, because part befreisa Pesach means that it was, as it means a gemara, the Gevurah Sari, that means 15 days before Pesach. Al boires tzichen ma'ores im lo yodu lehen kshomim. So memele, that's going on befreisa chag. Befreisa chag lahashke zroim ves behemto. Bim ein lehem mayim lishteis, masriyim, Freisachak, but if there's no kaidem, I'm saying, no kaidem, Freisachak. If there's no mayim, that means this was normal. It had a rain by then, by Freisachak. And if there was no water to drink, so kaidem, Freisachak, there was no water to drink, there were masri, the emaisach hamaninu. Everyone has to drink. So this is a very important necessity. So there were goizatainis. There were goizatainis in the middle of the summer if there was not sufficient water to drink. When is it miyad? When do they start fasting? Sheini v'chamishi v'sheini. That means on all these things, they don't start right away. There's a tainus of sheni chamishi v'sheni. B'kulon ein masrin aleim elo b'afarchiyo shalahem. So Rashi says, B'kulon kol elu b'afarchiyo shalahem b'oisei malchus Shekolu sham meibayreis sichen umaores. Now, first, I'd like to say over the Gevurah Sari says, what is the chiddush of Efalchiyo Shalahem? So, in Rashi, she wants to say, Pshat, according to Rashi, is that in this whole Malchus, there was Kolu sham meibayreis sichen umaores. So that means the whole Malchus was suffering, a whole country. So the chiddush is that if this is a market to the whole malchus, so l'chayre, perhaps the next door neighbors should also do something about it, also should be afraid. So that it says no, even though the whole Malchus was affected, we don't have to be, the surrounding Malchios do not have to do anything. That's the Chiddush over here. That's how the Gemara Sari says Pshat. It's very unclear, the Kulon, Rashi says, Kol Elu. Now, we started off on the Baraisa, Masriin Ala Ilonis, then Ala Beresich and the Ma'oris. So Rashi spoke about this Baraisa, and spoke about the needs of the Ilonis, and the needs of the drinking purposes for the Dehemis, the Hashkor, and the Shtiyah Sa'odom. We spoke about three Inyonim over here. The Kulon Kol Elu, and Rashi, Shekolu Shom Mei Boire Sich and the Moris, Abtu Yehama was Moire. So, why didn't Rashi speak about, we're speaking about Masrin Al Elonis also, why did Rashi only speak about the Shekolu Mei Boire, the Kulon Kol Elu, Parshem Beismach, Shekolu Shom, it's not only Mei Boire, the first case also has the same aloha. So it's unclear how the Vekulon stems with the next Rashi. But Askera, now we're speaking about Asker, which was a machle, which was a contagious machle, and it seems sometimes it was fatal and sometimes it wasn't fatal. Askera, bizman sheyesh ba miso masrin aleo. So, there were masriya, bizman she'ein ba misa, ein masriyan alel. So, trashi va'askere, pomim she'nikva b'seich piv shal odom, umeis, loshen ki yisochel pi doivre sheker v'isruncho misa mishunem. But, l'davayni, it's very unclear what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi in Brochus says, no, Rashi in Shabbos, the Flamed Gimel and Blav says, Choyli hamaschu b'me'ayin v'goymer b'goren. That's Asker. It seems it ended, the Gemar was in the throat. Well, here all of a sudden Rashi says, Pa'omim shenikva b'seich piv shel odom, umeis. And it's very unclear. Does Rashi mean that it only he only dies when it's nikva b'seich piv? And Rashi in Shabbos seems to saying it's begoimer begon. It starts in the bnei ma'ayim begoimer begon. That seems that's the gemar of the machle. And Rashi, so it's very unclear what Rashi is saying. Pomim shen nikva b'seich piv shel odom umeis. Then Rashi says loshen ki socher pi devrei shoker, which is also Rashi won the shtotzo, the Yisochel Pi, this is a shaykhus with nikva b'sech piv shalodom, or stamazoi, b'yisruncha misa mishunem. B'zman sheyesh bo misa, she mishulachas, umalechas, umeisim bo. So it's contagious. So then, we're the masri on this machle. Umasriin al hagavoy bekol shehu. Al hagavoy, so Rashi says, shemachalas atzvua. Kol shehu. What does kol shehu mean? Afilu leinire elok tas. We only saw a small amount of gavoy coming. Is b'yadua shasidim lo v'ilorev. So you have to be oreyes and oilud. When Gavoy come, that means you see a little bit coming, there's a lot more to be expected. Avol Chogov Kol Shehu Motzihui. Beini Mechale Kol Kach Ka'arbe. Arbe means like Gavoy. So Gavoy, as you see a little bit coming, it's you have to be Masri already. Chogov is a different mean, Chagovim, and Chagovim are not so dangerous. When they see a little bit, it doesn't mean that a lot will come. That is what the Tanakhama holds. Ab Shimon ben Elazar Eimer, Af Alachogov, he holds that by Chagav also the one should be afraid. So that means afilo on the Chagav kolshu also one has to be machmer that they might and we're masri already. Tano rabbanon masriin al hilonois bishar shnei shavua. We masriya an hilonois the 6 years which are not Shemitah years. Al haboyres, val hasichen, val hamaores, afilu b'shviyas. But boyres, sichen, maores, so then we masriya and shviyas also, because there's a need of water and shviyas. So it seems, Abshim Gamliel holds, the Tanakama holds that ilonais, tzolche ilonais b'shviyas, if the ilonis are going to suffer, or the peiris that will go out from the ilonis will suffer because of the lack of rain, but not masriya and shviyas. Only asra of nis kshamim and shviyas is if there's not enough drinking water. B'yresichin ma'oris. So what does Rashi say? Bishar shnei shvua de shmite, then if the peiris ha'ilon will suffer because of the menias hakshomim, we're masriya. Avo b'shmita loy, tehefke ninu, tehefke. So it's very unclear, we'll hear what Rashi means. So it's hefke, so what? So everyone can eat. I mean, so it's hefke, so everyone can eat from it. I mean, these are peiris which everyone can derive benefit from it. So the Lev Rochov, he wants to say that maybe Rashi means Hefke, like since they didn't derive benefit from it, and how could you be matal on the tzibur Tainesim if it's in Yisod? It's not the Ilonis. And the Din Tainesim word that the Bali Dvorim have to be Masriya if they're being punished. If it's Hefker, so you shouldn't be Matla Tainis. The Rabbeinu Gershom says, they don't eat the peiris at all. No, that Shvaga was meirer. There's a whole. I mean, with manena the zichet the peiris. There's a whole eitzabezin with the peiris that grow in shviyas. And why shouldn't they eat the peiris? Hoyl vein oichlan belakaponim. The way he says it is very good. So Mamela Sabus gave me on that the crop will not be a good crop this year. It's not eaten. Actually, we have to understand a little bit close what the chesaron of Hefker is. And Afilu Bishviz, but the Tanakama says, but Ala Basichin Vala Moris Afilu Bishviz. So Rashi says, Kol Sho Tzrichin L'Shtiyah. So it seems Rashi had a kasha. So what's the chiddush? What's Afilu B'Shviyas? So Rashi seems to be saying, V'afal Tisha K'shomim Me'ilim L'Karka B'Shviyas. So L'Maisa, when the Shav Sa'orat Shabbos L'Hashem, I mean L'Maisa by being mispalo for K'shomim, somehow we are being Mashbiach the Karka also. For Peking, that's not our geschäft. We need the rains for different purposes, even though this will be mashbich the kalke, there's no problem in that. Abshim megamli Elohim ha'achal ilonis, b'shviyis, neshiyesh ben panos el aniyim. because the aniyim would seem the ashirim shem gamliel holds b'stamet they ate. I mean, Baneichel Bashana Ashvius, Hainle Nizra, Vetsavisius Bechosi. So the Ashirim had, there was tvu in storage that they had to eat. So what was growing on the Ilonis was not important for them. But the Aniyim were dependent on that which grew on the Ilonis. So Memelis of Akert, it seems as Achiv and Klal Yisrael to be Masriya for the Ilonis and Shvius, even though not all of them are benefiting from it, but the Aniyim of Klal Yisrael are benefiting, so everyone is Mechuyiv to fast Litzorech or Aniyim. That is one Baraisa. So on this the first Baraisa, Shimon Gamliel said, Af Alel Ilonis. Tanya Idoch, Masriyin Alel Ilonis B'Shashne Shvue, Ala boires al sichem ba moris afilo b'shviyis. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, af al ilonis masriyin ala svichem b'shviyis neshiyem parnosa laniyim. Now the masriyin, it doesn't flow, we'll see actually a little different girse, but the second baraisa was moisev, that if there is not enough kshomim for the svichem, we're also masriyin. The svichim were the tvua which grew without planting them bekavone. They grew from zroim that fell b'shas k'tzire, etc. So memele, so on these svichim, which was also not a huge amount of growth, al kaponim mistame des panos alanim, so memele, klar yiso was mechuyev to Bimasriya im Misane Litzorche Yohanim. What does Rashi say? Habishim Gamliel Oime Masriyin Ala Ilonis. Here it seems Rashi has a different girse than we have. Masriyin Ala Ilonis. Va'af ala Svichin Shal Shvius. She'enom Chshuvim Kol Kach. So it would seem from Rashi that the Chiddush is that is Moisif, that means Afilu, let's say there was Gishomim Razia that was good for the Ilonis, but there was not Gishomim that was good for the Svichim, so we Masriya for the Svichim, even though they're not too Choshiv, but since it's Yeshbem Parnos Elaniyim, so we Masriya for that also. Let us see Taisviz, Bafarchia Shalem Perish Baisei Malchus. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Af ala ilonis b'shviyis, neshiyesh ben panos elaniyim. This is the first baraisa. Perish, heim ha-svichim ha-yoytze mehem. These are the only svichim, the things that grow by themselves, which one is permitted to eat. B'tzach loyme de sovek man di omar, sviches roim osa, dain Rabbi Kiva. So Taisus seems to be saying that that's the machlokes of the two baraisas and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Are the svichim, Rashi seems to be saying the machlokes is if it's choshuv enough to be matriach the oilam, to be misane masriyan there. But Taisus, why says it's a machlokes lahaloche, can they be used? That the first baraisa holds like a bekiva that they're also to be eaten. The svicha is roim. The only svicha which are with that which goes on trees. So memelim. So if rain falls for the peiros ilon, that's sufficient. There's no need to be masriya on other tvur. Bama Rabbi Lozer ben Prote miyom shechora beis hamikdash. Nasu kshamim simukin la'olam. The kshamim became simukim. What is simukim? So Rashi says simukim sheyordim bekushi. They fall with difficulties. Miloshin b'shadayim tzimkim, dried up shadai. The Oruch has a girsim give on the side, Sikmoyen, Nasi Pshamim Sikmoyen Ba'ilam. What does Sikmoyen mean? So the Orach says, Mevarren Umafchinin Im Hader Zakai V'im Chayev. Koidem Sheyechav Beis HaMikdosh B'loshin Shal Zahuris. So that's the mir, the Oruch is saying a very interesting vote. He's saying that the Ashkoche, or the Birul, of the Matzav of the Doer, is Bizman Abayis. We had a Ashkoche Gluye with the Loshin Shal Zahuris. It was Neskapar Abin Hussein, wasn't Neskapar Abin Hussein. So the Loshin Shal Zahuris was Mevarer, the matzev of the doer. Now, the tshomim mevarerim umavchinen im hader zakev im chayv. That means, if we want to know the matzev of the doer, or how the doer is looked on, milamayla, is just study the pattern of tshomim, and we'll know what the matzev of the doer is. There's other years that there's an abundance of rain, that there's not enough rain. There's years that the rain is yerid bizmano, the right time. Shana shagishmeha yerdim bizmano. A year when the rain, nasati gishmecham beitam, that's a avtochem pashas bechukoisai, so if it's bizmanom lomohu doime, le'eved shenosan le'rabai panososai be'echot b'shabbos. The Odin gives the Eved the week's panosa, Sunday. So memele, so he hears the beginning of the week, he hears panosa for the whole week. He's not pressured in any way. Nimtzeis isa nefes kitikuna. The isa can be baked properly. V'necheles kitikuna. Shana she'en gishmeha yerdim bizmanon l'mohu doime. La'evet she'nosan le'rabai panososai be'erev Shabbos. He gives them the panosa from the whole week, Erev Shabbos. So it seems, for Erev Shabbos he doesn't have what to eat. And now he comes an hour before the shkia. Here, I told you that you shouldn't worry. He brings him the panosa for the week. Shekayach. So now before the shki, now he has to start baking challahs and he has to do. So, she nefesh, nim says, iso nefesh sheloi kitikuno. So it means whatever he prepares now, since it is done under extreme pressure and there's not enough time, so the iso is not nefesh kitikuno, v'necheles, Sheloi kitikune, and the eating is also, the nutrition that he gets of it is also is sheloi kitikune. Shono shegishmeho merubim, a year that there's an abundance of kshamim, lemahu doime, leeved shenosan leirabai panososoi bebas achas. Now there's another rebbe over here. This is similar to an Eved that the Odin gave him the year's panosa at one time. Nimtzou rechayim teichnois min hakur mashe teichnois min hakav. Kamo she teichnois min hakav. That means as follows, that when one grinds wheat, there is a certain amount of flour which gets stuck in the mill, and that's fafalon. That is a normal loss which occurs when one grinds wheat. Now, if one is grinding in bulk, he's grinding a kul. And one is grinding a kav. So it seems the loss is similar. That means the amount which gets lost through the grinding process is more or less the loss of the ku and the loss of the kav is the same, the kemat the same loss. So it's a gewaldig sach. So that means if a person, if gishmei merubim, so the loss is much smaller than if it's gishmei mu'otim in the tzi. So then you have to be teichen in different zmanim. So automatically there is more losses involved. Then nimtzeis isa eicheles min haku, k'may eicheles min hakav. And also there's a loss one experiences when he's kneading the dough. Also this chalokim of the dough that becomes attached to the klilisha, that is also a loss. So if one is kneading a lot of dough, one is kneading a little dough, the loss is more or less the same. So that's the second that's a second loss that is much smaller if one is doing it in bulk. K'mayichelus min akav shana shegish me'amu'otim, but a year that the k'shomi ma'amu'otim l'mohu doime la'eved shenosin le'rabai panososoi ma'at ma'at. He's getting the panosa matmat nimtza richayim asher teichnis minakir ku teichnis minakat nimtza sisa kamashin echeles minaku echeles minakat. So here he has the same hafseidim minakat that he has from aku. Let us see Rashi. Lamal daimer pat nasosei shekol hashabbos kulo. He is the panos of the whole week. Nefes kitikun shesh le pnai lefoisa. Panososei bebasachas panoses kol hashone v'teichen oisa biyachat. So he grinds all the tvua at one time. Nimtzeis rechayim b'mesher chelos minaku shekein derech shemishtayer minakemach berechayim. That a chelik of the flour remains in the mill. So memela, so it's normally the same amount from a pool than was from a cup. Now that was the moshul. Now what is the nimshul? V'chein, kshakshomim yerdim merubim, when there's a lot of rain, mabim es ha'oretz, u'ma shahoyu troshim boilim. That means there's rocky karkois, which are not suitable to grow things, and they're also sapping in a chelik of the water. Let's see, the batshe etroshim boilin min hamiyut, boilin min haroif. That means the same amount that falls into the area that the troshim. So the same amount is Balaam in a mid, Balaam in a roif. Umasha ruach min a sheves. And that what the wind blows. Ubaylas min a mid, Baylas min a roif. So it means you have the equivalent losses side by a mid and side by a roif. Nimtzeis isa areve shaloshim bo shabotze shemishtaya bishulel min a isa. So there's left over in the Shulaim in the Isa. Teichneis min hakav, akshom shed miyatmel, niblom betroshim em abin esoas. That is one marshal how to explain the difference of akshomim merubim and akshomim merotim. Dover acher, bizman, shagishme merubim lamahu daime, la odom shemegabel as a tit. Person is making tit, imyeshloi maim rabim, maim enim kolim, he has an abundance of water, so memela he can make an abundance of tit, and since he has an abundance of ureva, tit megubul yofer, and the tit alone is also megubul, so the end product comes out of dovo amushlam. Im yesh loy mayim u'otim, is mayim kolim. Number one, the water, he there's not enough water, so he can't make too much tit. And what he hears, Vatit Einei Miskabel Yofi. What does Rashi say? Ochigasina Meimov Merubim, Mayim Einam Kolim, Vatit Miskabel Yofi. Meimov Mootim, Meimov Kolim, Vatit Einei Miskabel Yofi. Sok the Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabbona, Pam Achas Olu Kol Yisrael Regal Yerushalayim, Vayhoyu Lemayim Lishtais. There was not enough water for the Oile Regal to drink. Seems the rivers, reservoirs had dried out. Olach Nagdimim Ben Guyim Eitzel Odin Echot, Omoloi Ilveini Shteim Esrei Mayonis Maim Loile Regol. So lend me 12 Mayonis Mayim. And Rashi explains that these weren't really Mayonis, these were like Brechas, they were large reservoirs of water. And the Etin Locho Shteim Esrei Einis Maim. And I'll pay you back. That means that when the time comes, it will rain then and they'll get all filled up. But if I will not oblige, that means I won't rain then. So then you'll get 12 kikres kesef. The kovel is man, and they made a time when the payment has to be made. Kiven shegia azman v'layoduk shamim. Shachis shalach loy. Shkali oimayim oimoish sheshli biotcho. So the day that they agreed that the payment has to be made, so the guy right away in the morning, he sent him either one of the two, either give me the money or give me mayim. Shalach loy adayin yeshli zman. I still have time. Kol hayoyim kulo shalihu. The whole day is mine. So the Marsha explains that there was a difference of opinion. They said that they're lending these mayones till this and this day. That was the agreement. Now the shayla was, you say ad va'ad bechlal or ad v'loy ad bechlal. So the guy held ad v'loy ad bechlal. So till this day. So the night he didn't come because he held the night goes to the previous day. So now the day came in the morning. So in the morning he was a Zoriz Veniskar, so he sent right away, either you pay up or either pay up with water or with money. And Nagdimim Ben Guyim said, no, I wish to disagree with you. Adayin Yesh Lizman Kol Hayayim Kula Shalihu. No, it was Ad Va'ad Bechlal. That was my understanding. And since I'm a Muzik, is as a klal meitzmeh chaveri all of a rayis of a kelta. I'm telling you that's pshat in the agreement. So memele you can't take from it. But zorayim, and it became noontime. Sholach loish kali oimayim oimoy sheyesh li biotcho. Would seem that the guy said, no, let's pass him like tzumches. It's moment amutl besofak chelkim. So I'll kapon him. I still hold by mine. So the first half of the day, we'll say that you have time. The second half of the day is already. And then he told him, Vaita, Shalach loy, adayin yeshli shehus bayoyim. I still have time. Bemincha sholach loy shogali oimayim oimoy sheyeshli biyotcho. Now by mincha there was already a different cheshbon. That means that the sun was a nice clear day and it was already mincha ktan already. It was right before night and there was no There was no hava mina that it's going to rain. So he says now, so let's forget about all cheshbonos. You see yourself, it's not going to rain. So now, shalach loy. B'mincha shalach loy shkali oimayim oimoish yeshli biyotcha. Shalach loy adayin yeshli shuhus bayoy. I still have time. It's still time yet. It's not night yet. It can still rain. Ligleg olav oisei odin. So here already, the odin ridiculed him already. Now before you were telling me lomdis, it's hadad bechlal. But now we're talking about that in this small amount of time, that the kol ha-shona kula le-yolduk shomim, it was a drought. But achshav yolduk shomim is nichnas, Miyad nifnas la beis amelchitz, is the bach skills of besimcha. Oy, she odem nifnas, besimchose la beis amelchitz, that means already he had something what to look forward to. Nakdimay nifnas la beis amigdash, kshu otse. He entered the beis amigdash, not besimcha, the gewaldike atzvis, nisatev, omad betfile, omalofonov. Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Goli v'yadua lefanecha, Shalaylich v'yidi asisi. The sole Indian of borrowing the Yudbeis Mayonis was not lechvoidi, loy lechvoid beis Abba asisi, ela lechvoidcha asisi. The whole thing was done als kvoid shemayim, shiumayim mitzuyim lo'irei legolim. Smiyad niskashu shemayim ba'ovim, so miyad immediately niskashu shamayim ba'ovim v'yolduk shomim ad shenismalu shteim eshe mayon ismayim v'hisiru. There was more. I think the Ben Yehuda says we have to understand it was a very dry year. Rabban told him kolashana kula l'yolduk shomim. Somehow he had these Yudbeis Mayones, but the Ben Yoda says he had lost a lot of water also. So Vahisiru, so he had other Brechei Shomayim, which were also pretty empty, and they also got filled up. Such rains have filled up whatever was used by the Eilir Golem, and another Brechei Shomayim also got filled up. Ache yotzo odoin mi beis hamelchetz, nagdimin ben gurien yotzo mi beis hamigdosh. Shepogu zeboze, now each one met, omaloi tenli dmei mayim, yeso sheyeshli biyotcho. So now, nagdimin ben gurien said, you know, I gave you more than we made up for. That means not only are the yud beis mayonis full, you have another few that was full also because of me. So Memela, as we mentioned before, there was others that's what the Ben Yehuda says. So he told them, Ten lead me mayim yoysa sheyeshli biyotcho. Omaloi, so the other wanted to chat a little bit with him. Omaloi yedea nish lehirish hakadosh baruch hu es elomoi elo bishvilcho. I know it was your schutz. Ela dain yeshli pischein pe'alecho, but I still have a taine, she'oitzi mimcho es ma'oisai. And I have a taine that I can take my money from you, she'kvar shoko chamo. That means that the chamo already, it's after the shkiye. K'shomim b'shusi yordu. So lemais, it's after the shkiye. So after the shkiyah, so that's what, so my mail, it's not yours, it was only borrowed for this and this man. Now it's, and then, now it's my man. It's kshamim b'shusi yodu. So I have a pischein pe. Choza v'nichnas, so my mail, it's fakeld, you owe me the money. Choza v'nichnas l'beis hamikdosh, that means it's either you made this nest, that's for sure. But it's too late. You woke up too late. Chazav and Nichnas Labaisa Migdosh. נשעתי ועומד בתפילה, ואומר לפונו, ריבוני של עולם, הידע שיש לך אהובים בעולמך. Let this guy see that there are Klal Yisroel's ohuv by the Rebbein Shalom. Biyad nispazru ha'ovim v'zorcha ha'chamo. V'yse sho omolei ha'odoin ilu loin nigdero ha'chamo ha'yili pishrein pe'alecho sho'yitzi mimcha mo'yse. If this would not have occurred, I would have had a pishrein pe'. The Maharsha explains that what really happened over here, when it started raining, it was so the sky got full of clouds, and then it was raining. Now, Api Cheshbin, from the time it started raining till the time now when the oven came out, it was already night already. So it was night. So Emerson, he had a taina that so it rained in my time already. It's mine already. You owe me the money. So the Eibishter made a nes, and the clouds disappeared. And they saw the Chama Zereches. What is Pshat? It was Mamid the Chama Taka, that the Chama did not go down. So there never was a Shkia Sahama, and he was able to see it. Yeah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Nagdimin ben Guyen Oshe Godel Hoyo Vani Etzeloch Ayud Beis Mayonis Mayim Kloima She Yerdu Kshomim Yismalu Kol Amayonis Mayim Oysan Mayonis Tohei Noivim Mayim Kol Kach. It wasn't a Mayim that they had their own source of water. The Einon Mismalim Me'eleim Kisham Ayonis. It was like breches of mine that they got filled up from the rain. Achshav Yerdu Kshomim Bitmiya. Let us see further. Tane Loi Nakdimin Shmoi Elo Boini Shmoi Roloma Nikra Shmoi Nakdimain שנגדרו חמו בעבורי. And the Bach is Geiris, למה נקרא שמי נקדימי, שעומדו, אולי צריך למה שנגדמו, לא יחמו. נגדמו, and במסן, that's the גירס לסרח, מני שנגדמו, לא יחמו, נקרא נקדימי. I think I forgot, one of the Mephoshim says that Nigdemo Loichamo means that it went backwards, it was after the Shkia, and then it went up. I once heard a very interesting Maise, the Ian Yaakov, and the Ian Yaakov says something a little similar to this. The Satmar Rebbe Zecheinu Levroche once met a Litvish Rov, and it was on a Thursday, and they were talking, and then the Rov said, you have to have a mincha ready, it's before the Shkia, and the Satmar Rebbe told him, no, you should come to Shalashudis Shabbos. Okay. So he was coming to Shalashudis, and when this Litvisha Rav entered, so the Satma Rebbe started speaking about this Gemara. The Chassidim couldn't figure out what was happening, how this had a shaykhus with the Parshas HaShavua. But the Satma Rebbe said, he says, you have to understand what happened over here. He says, it was Shoko Chama, And then all of a sudden the guy was right. It was Takishal Kachame, so it rained afterwards. So the Eibishter made a nest that the sun goes back again. So what happened? She says, no, Pshat is like this. He says, the guy thought that after the Shtiyah, it's Nachtare. That's what the guy thought. So Memele, so the Eibishter wanted it. The guy didn't have any Pisch and Pes. He made the sun go back. But really, it said after the Shtiyah, also is not night. So Memele, so the guy was not upkenaut in any way. So it's very good with this Girse, that Nagdim and Taka went back up again. But Lemaise, the guy didn't, the guy was not up now because Lila's Taka Tzeis HaKeichovim. Lila's not after the Shkia. Now, let us see Rashi. Rashi is Geiris Nikdero Zolcho. But it shown Loshin Magdir Shaisachama Kaideres Berikia Bezerachas. It punctured there were clouds there and it was able to penetrate the clouds. Nigdara Taisis as Kamei Mekader Bahorim Kleimer Sheminake Horekia. Penetrated the clouds. Tano Rabono Shloisha Nigdemo Lehem Chamo Ba'avuro. There were three people that Nigdemo Lehem Chamo. Moshe v'Yeshua v'Nagdimen Ben-Gurion. Bishloim v'Nagdimen Ben-Gurion Gemore. Yeshua Nami Kro D'Chsiv V'Yidoim HaShemesh V'Yireich Oma. Moshe Minolo, where do we know by Moshe was also Omda HaChamo? Omer Abeleza Osi Ochil Ochil Siv Oche Ochel Teis Pachdecho Siv Hosam Ochel Gadla Kadelcho. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachmeni Omar, so we learn out Abzei Reshove Moshe from Yeshua. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachmeni Omar Osi Teis Teis Siv Oche Ochel Teis Pachdecho Siv Hosam B'yem Teis Hashem Esu Amoyri. Okaponim, we learn out the from Yeshua. Rav Yechnama Osi Migufa Dekor. The Pasuk says, Asha Yishmun Shimacha V'Rogzul V'Cholo Miponecho. Eimes Ay Rogzul V'Cholo Miponecho B'Shoa Shenigdemo Leichamo L'Moshe. So that's Pashti Dekor, that when it was not Nigdemo Leichamo, so then it was Rogzul V'Cholo Miponecho. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Ochi gasina gimen gurien ad amoram. Osi ochil ochil, ksiv v'mochemes Yeshua. Ochil gadelcho v'mochemes Moshe ksiv ochil teis pachtocho. Ma Yeshua. Just like by Yeshua, nikdera loichamo, v'milchamto ikersi behedya, Moshe came. So now Rashi says, "Marichov hishekein derech haksuvim lomad sosum min hamefeirish beremez bedibur doimel lachaveri." That is how one can learn out if you have a dibur that is doimel lachaveri. Gzeire shava achas min yedimul midish and itnelo lemoishe misinai ubetchila sifra mefurish. Very interesting. Rashi is marich here. Rashi makes it taka negzeir shovet. It's divrei teira midivrei neviim. Rashi explains it. Lo matzosum in hamefeirish beremez bedibur deimel lechaveira. That's the lomdus of negzeir shovet. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'chein ir shelo yordu aleach shomim. Let us just see the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, V'chein ir shelo yordu aleach shomim, that if we have a city that lo yordu aleach shomim, and sviva yiseo the isk shomim, v'imtarti alir achas, v'lir achas lo yamtir, chaloka achas timoto, Eisia, Miss Anne, Miss Ras, Vahosvi, Visem, Miss Anneis, Veloy Masriyas. We learned the Mishnah, we had explained that the Ritva says that the first inyonim of the Mishnah are speaking about things which, if they will not change immediately, will be a catastrophe. So therefore, it was Masriyan Miyad. Here the Ritva says it's speaking about something that Pe'etzim is Gonish Kefelech. Irish Lo Yodo Alek Shomim means it was the Revir Ishaina. And there wasn't a catastrophe that it didn't rain. But the problem was that it was raining in the beginning of the Revir and all the surrounding cities. Now this city, it wasn't raining. So even though no calamity occurred, but the Ritva says, we see that this is a gzeira min ha-shamayim. That such a mubna occurrence should happen, this is a gzeira min ha-shamayim, and that's where the Gemara brings the posik. The chsiv, bimtartir alir achas, vil achas le'amtir. So the posik is telling us that this is a yad Hashem, this is a gzeira min ha-shamayim, and when one sees a gzeira min ha-shamayim, that is a message, and one has to take the message, and therefore the mechuyif kefes. Then the Gemara brought down the posik. So Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, we brought down the posik Ushteyem Leklolo. In this posik that the posik speaks about Ir Achas, Evim Tatil Achas Ir Achas Loyam Tir. So in the case of the posik, both of them are Leklolo. What does Rashi say? Ushteyem Leklolo Akrokoi. Now in the Mishnah. Hay dechsiv al ir achas amtir bimtarti al ir achas v'al ir achas loyti moto, that's the true gilse, ishneim leklola oisoy sheyamtir oleho roiv kshamim. The Gemara said this on the Avraham at Beis, that the ear that is raining, it's roiv kshamim shemekalkun es hatvuah. That the cloud will not make rain on it. So now that we brought down the posik, so in the case of the posik, the timota was also a klola. Now, we're darshening similar psukim. Here Rav says, Shteim leklola. Hoiso Yerushalayim l'nida b'neyem. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav lebroche. Here that Yerushalayim was nimshal to a nida, that is kinida. Ma nida yesh lo heter. At Yerushalayim yesh lo takonim. It seems that the like Yerushalayim alone was nitmo'o. So the tumas Yerushalayim brought about kavyochel a pirut between the Rebbein Shalom and Yerushalayim. But it says it's kenida manida yesh laheter ad yishlaim yesh la takom. Hoiso kealmone. Amar Rav Yehuda lebroche. This is also a broche. Kealmone v'loy almane mamish ela keisha shaholach baylo lemdines hayom v'datoi lachzer aleho. So it's only a kealmone. V'gam ani nosati eschem nibzim u'shveilim. Amar Rav Yehuda lebroche. It's a broche. Loi mukmi minon loi reishi nari v'loi gezirafti. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, loi almona gemur loi ksiv almona. Elo hoisa ke almona. Kamona ki isha oimedes ba'almanus chayis al baila sheholach abo ba'osid lachzer. So it is ki almone. That's what the Ben Yoda wants to say on the Pasuk, Al Kapayim HaKoysich, Kapayim is Loshon Chofin. That all the Chofin that it says in the Kin is Ke'al Mone, so Memele, it's not a true Klola, it's a Brocha. Lemukmi Minon Reishin Nari Muxin, that were not used as tax collectors, Kizirifati Sardiyutin, Meroiv Bisoyim. So Memele, that's a Brocha. Let us see, Toisvis, Sirifati, Perish, Sardiyutim, Vishoitre Ho'om, Bimako.